Hello, welcome to the show called Job Opportunities. I'm Gene, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona. We're going to begin by looking at the opportunities posted in the Arizona Republic this past week. We have a Chinese chef to cook various Chinese food for the restaurant. It requires 2 years of experience. You would mail your resume to the job location, which is going to be W and L, those are the letters, W and L, First, LLC. That's the company. They do business as Abcus Inn, A-B-C-U-S, Inn. Their address is 3509 West Thunderbird Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85053. And that's a Chinese chef to cook Chinese food for the restaurant. They do business as Abcus Inn. I think that might be Abacus Inn, but the way it's typed here in the ad is A-B-C-U-S-I-N-N. Then we have a restaurant and market manager at All Pierogi Kitchen LLC in Mesa. Manage operations of a restaurant and food market, monitor and order inventory, check sanitary conditions, verify employees' compliance with employment and food industry regulations, create work schedules, prepare balance sheets for the management, take orders and calculate estimates, a bachelor's degree in management, business administration, or similar field, 6 months of experience in management. Send your resume via email to GMJKONA at live.com, at live.com. And the place is called All Pierogi Kitchen LLC. Pierogi is spelled P-I-E-R-O-G-I. All Pierogi Kitchen LLC in Mesa, Arizona. Then we have the UPS store in Phoenix, Arizona is looking for a sales associate. Provide world-class customer service with regards to the services offered, including but not limited to packaging, logistics, and printing. The wages are $15 an hour. You submit your application via email to m3opsmanager@gmail.com. That email address is M and then 3 is the numeral, M3OPS and then the word manager. There's no space between OPS and the M. So it's all one word, opsmanager@gmail.com. And that's a UPS store in Phoenix, Arizona looking for a sales associate. Next up, we have Information Center Supervisor, Attorneys on Retainer in Chandler, Arizona. Oversee daily work activities of employees engaged in sales of memberships for legal services. Contact current or potential customers to promote the services. Monitor sales staff performance to ensure that goals are met. Telecommuting is permitted. 2 years customer service experience is required. Email your resume to Mark, M-A-R-C, at attorneysforfreedom.com. That was Mark, M-A-R-C, at attorneysforfreedom, all one word, attorneysforfreedom.com. An Information Center Supervisor, Attorneys on Retainer in Chandler, Arizona. Then a Customer Insight Analyst is needed in Tempe, Arizona. International Container Carrying Company to assist in the development of effective and constructive solutions to challenges and obstacles in the company's customer service activities and procedures. The requirements are a bachelor's degree in management or business administration or related field, plus 2 years' experience in job offered or as a marketing analyst, a business development analyst, or related. Related experience must be in the international container carrying industry and include experience in analyzing and forecasting international shipping trends. Mail your resumes. Looks like it's snail mail. So it's going to be, you're going to mail them to T period. I don't know how to pronounce this. Scaglione. The last name is Scaglione. T period Scaglione. And then the next line is Mediterranean Shipping Company, USA. Mediterranean Shipping Company, USA, Incorporated. The address is 420 Fifth Avenue, New York, New York, zip code 10018. And then it says reference number 235. So I guess somewhere on the resume or cover letter, you're going to have to put in reference number 235. This is a customer insight analyst needed for Tempe, Arizona. Then we have a semiconductor components industry seeks a supply chain analyst in Scottsdale to continuously improve substrata and EPI planning team systems and processes. This requires a master's degree plus 2 years of experience or a bachelor's degree plus 4 years of experience. You would email your resume to hr.resumes@onsemi.com. hr.resumes@onsemi.com and reference the job title and this code in the subject line. So the job title is a supply chain analyst and the job code is SCA-NSE. S is in Sam, C is in Charlie, A is in Apple, dash, N is in Nancy, S is in Sam, E is in Edward. That's the code for a supply chain analyst with Semiconductor Components Industries. Next up, we have Deloitte Consulting, LLP. Seeks a consulting senior solutions specialist in Gilbert, Arizona, and various unanticipated Deloitte office locations and client sites nationally to drive SAP software advisory and implementation services to help companies unlock the value of technology investments as discrete services and comprehensive solutions. 15% travel required nationally. Telecommuting is permitted. To apply, visit apply.deloitte.com. So if you want to find out more about this job, it would be apply, A-P-P-L-Y, dot Deloitte, D-E-L-O-I-T-T-E, dot com. And in the search field, or search jobs box, you're going to type in this stuff. X-B, X is an X-ray, B is in boy, 2-5, those are numerals, C is in Charlie, and then 124191. After Charlie, the numbers are 124191. And that is a consulting senior solutions specialist in Gilbert with Deloitte Consulting LLP. And here's a job opening that we have not, well, we've seen it for the last 2 or 3 weeks, but it is kind of unusual. Kiko France BJJ LLC. Kiko, K-I-K-O, France, BJJ, and then it's an LLC, seeks a full-time Brazilian jiu-jitsu instructor in Scottsdale, Arizona, to teach adults and kids classes in small groups and private lessons, to track students' progress, maintain the organization, sanitation, and neat presentation of the mat area and training spaces at all times. This requires a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, plus plus 3 months experience in jiu-jitsu coaching. Send your resumes to Francisco, France. Resume gets mailed to Francisco, France, at 8029 East Roosevelt Street in Scottsdale, Arizona, 85257. That address once again is 8029 East Roosevelt Street, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85257. A full-time Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu instructor in Scottsdale, Arizona. Now, the rest of the jobs in the Arizona Republic look like they're all engineering or IT jobs, but there seems to be a number from this company called KLA Corporation. KLA Corporation. Multiple openings in Phoenix, Arizona for customer support engineer. Responsible for customer service activities associated with updating, troubleshooting, diagnosing, and repairing of highly complex capital equipment for customers. The salary range is $92,000 to $152,000 per year. To apply, email your resume to globalmobility@kla.com. Reference the job title, Customer Support Engineer, and the job code in the subject line. Oh, and here's the job code. Okay, so the email address is globalmobility, all one word, GLOBALMOBILITY, at KLA.com. And in the subject line, you put Customer Support Engineer. And then the job code is LLLCSEPH. Three L's, then a C, as in Charlie, S as in Sam, E as in Edward, P as in Paul, H as in Harry. That's with KLA Corporation. And then I think I saw another KLA Corporation. Yeah, here's another one. They're looking for a technical support engineer in Chandler, Arizona, to support the on-site repair, installation, relocation, field upgrades, and engineering projects. Telecommuting is permitted, but up to 40% domestic and international travel to unanticipated locations. The salary range is $124,000 to $126,500 per year. Now, to apply for this one, you would again submit your resume to globalmobility@kla.com, but in the subject line, you're going to put in Technical Support Engineer, and the job code is MHTSECAZ. MHTSECAZ. And that's with KLA Corporation. And that's a technical support engineer. And then, this might be a duplicate. No, this is a different salary range. They're looking for a technical support engineer in Chandler, Arizona, to manage project escalations across customers, regions, and various factory resources to meet committed customer milestones. Between 25 to 50% domestic and international travel to unanticipated locations may telecommute. However, the salary range here is $113,600 to $147,100 per year. And to apply, you would submit your resume via email to globalmobility@kla.com. But you're in the subject line, you're going to put Technology Support Engineer, and then this job code, SJTSEAZ. SJTSEAZ. And that's also with KLA Corporation. So that's like three different opportunities with KLA Corporation. And I think I saw another one someplace over here. I have to kind of keep looking for it. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I'm just making it up. Oh, here it is. I did find. Oh, there's two more. Okay. KLA Corporation has an opening in Phoenix, Arizona, for field applications engineer to provide technical application support for the development and implementation of products. Up to 30% travel in the United States and international is required. The salary range is $141,000 to $152,200 per year. Email globalmobility@kla.com, and in the job title, in the subject line, refer to the job title, Field Applications Engineer, and this job code, SJKFAEPH. SJKFAEPH. That was a field applications engineer in Phoenix. And then the next ad right below it is also with KLA Corporation, also in Phoenix, but this is a customer support engineer responsible for customer service activities associated with updating, troubleshooting, diagnosing, and repairing of highly complex capital equipment for customers. The salary range is $93,400 to $109,000 per year. To apply, please email your resume to globalmobility@kla.com. In the subject line, put in customer support engineer and this job code, KYCCSEPH. KYCCSEPH. PH. That's like five different openings, all with KLA Corporation. Let's see if there's any others in here. No, I don't think so. I think that's all of them for KLA Corporation. Well, that's about all the job opportunities as found in the Arizona Republic this past week. Let's turn over now and take a look at a couple of opportunities as found on some websites. Okay, let's go to Maricopa County Community College District. That's MCCCD. So in your subject search browser for whatever browser you have on your computer, type in maricopa.edu. Maricopa, MARICOPA.EDU. And when that page loads, in the upper left corner, you have the logo for Maricopa. It's kind of a circle, a blue circle with a white letter M in it. And then to the right of that is the words Maricopa Community Colleges. Below that are six tabs. On the, right below Maricopa Community Colleges, on the left side, it starts with degrees and certificates. To the right of that is our colleges, then students, then industry training and innovation, then community, and about. We want to click on the word about. And when you put your cursor over the word about, a drop-down menu appears. Now you have to scroll down the menu because what we're looking for is the word careers. And it's near the bottom. It's not listed alphabetically. So when you hit careers, click on it, and then it loads the careers at Maricopa County Community College District. And there's a nice big graphic of a couple of career professionals, but you have to scroll past it. As you scroll down the page, you get Work With Us, see our vision and mission, and learn how to apply. And then as you scroll farther down, we offer comprehensive benefits packages, and we keep on scrolling on down. And then it says, see our available positions. And we keep on scrolling on down, and then there are six blocks. There's top three, and then there's three below it. And the top three, on the left side, it's adjunct faculty job openings, and then dual enrollment teachers job openings in the center. And on the right-hand side are faculty job openings. And then the three blocks below those three, on the left-hand side, you have full-time staff job openings, In the center, you have part-time staff job openings, and on the right-hand side, you have police job openings. I think I'm going to be interested in the full-time staff job openings, so I'm going to put my cursor somewhere in that block. There's a picture on top, and then the words below it, but anywhere in that block will get you to that page. And then the page is kind of divided up into, I would say one-third on the left side and two-thirds on the right side. And on the left side, you have some tabs running down the left-hand side, how to apply, benefits, and then the various blocks that we've already clicked on, and then finally frequently asked questions. But on the right two-thirds, we have full-time staff job openings, and the location is set to any, and the sort by is by job titles. And it says it's showing on my computer 1 through 20 of 88 job openings. So there's 88 job openings at present with the county district. So the first one is accountant in capital assets. Oh, now I shouldn't, before I go on any further, that it lists each individual job after this, but at the, right after it said showing 1 through 20 of 88, you can filter by location or sort by job titles. So by sorting by location, to the right of the word location is the word any, and when you click in that box, it then gives you a drop-down menu of the 10 different colleges throughout the county. So you could be looking at jobs at just at Australia Mountain, or at jobs at Chandler Gilbert, or at Gateway, or Glendale, Mesa, Paradise Valley, Phoenix, Rio Salado, Scottsdale, South Mountain, or at the district office. So if I wanted to, I could just click on, let's say, Paradise Valley, and it then shows, hey, now I only have 4 jobs available at Paradise Valley, rather than the 88 over the entire district. This is Dean of Instruction, 2 positions available. In the department, Vice President of Academic Affairs, it's full-time staff. It was posted December 2nd, 2024. And then an instructor, Senior Federal Correctional Institution, specially funded in the Business Department. And it was posted July 11th, 2023. And then it says 1 of 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, there's 4. Okay. Student. Then the next one is Student Services Analyst, Academic Advisor, and then a System and App Administrator in the Tech Services Network Department. So there's 4 jobs just at Paradise Valley. So I'm going to go back, and instead of Paradise Valley, I'm going to move my cursor back up to the word any, so it elects all 88 jobs. But to the right of the location and the box for any, then there's another one that to the right of that says sort by. And you can sort by job titles or recent post. So you can search each week and you just click on recent post, and it will give you the most recent post. So if I select recent post, it didn't sort them any better because it still shows me 88 different jobs. So I guess it doesn't make much difference between recent post and job titles. Accountant in capital assets in the controller's office. Full-time staff, accounting manager in the controller's office, an administrative associate coordinator at South Mountain Community College, an administrative associate coordinator in academic affairs at Gateway College, an administrative coordinator with the vice president of academic affairs at Australia Mountain College. So these are the positions that are listed. Athletic head coach in softball at Gateway. An audio-visual specialist senior at Pecos campus at the Chandler Gilbert College. A broadcast producer manager at Rio Salado College, KJZZ. That's interesting. Let's go with broadcast producer manager, specially funded. I'm going to click on the title. It then loads the jobs page, job description page, And the job description page fills the entire page. It doesn't, not like some sites where it flies in from the right side of the screen and takes up two-thirds of the page. It takes up the whole page. The job ID number, and it's full-time, regular. It's 63,000 to 82,000 annually, depending upon experience, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Some evenings and weekends may be required. 12-month work calendar. This is a grant-funded assignment with a projected end date of 12/31/2024. Well, that's passed. With renewal based on available funds and the needs of MCCCD. Maricopa summary. What's happening? Benefits. I haven't gotten to a job summary yet. Benefits. Okay, job summary. I'm keeping scrolling on down the page. This position will host classical music shifts, live and recorded, promote the station's programming through social media and at station events, produce promos and art features using digital editing software, fundraise on-air during member drives, oversee the day-to-day operations of the station, maintaining the host calendar, and ensuring that all program files are in and ready to air. And then it gives me a breakdown of the essential functions. 40% of your time is spent on-air hosting. 30% is spent in operations. 10% is spent producing promos and art features. 10% is producing the partner content and performing other duties as assigned. Then the minimum qualifications, a bachelor's degree from a regionally accredited institution in journalism, English, or broadcasting, etc. So that's how what a broadcast manager, producer manager, specially funded at Maricopa County Community College District works. But unfortunately, we're out of time, so I'm going to have to say goodbye. I'm Gene, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, and you have been listening to the show called Job Opportunities. Have a great week.